This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, January 12th, 2021. We'll get into the Good Vibe Tribe. Also on the show this morning, we're going to find out what people spent their stimulus checks on. And it's really interesting because some of you did wonderful things and some of you bought crystals. And I'm not talking about the sack full of burgers. And we'll get Andy's obsessed, of course, with The Bachelor, as we do every Tuesday. I know The Bachelor was on last night, Andy, so maybe you were paying attention to that. But also last night was the national championship in college football.
Did anybody... I wish I was watching that.
Yeah.
I wish I was. I'm going to be honest with you.
Alabama rolled over Ohio State. They won the game 437-12. I think they just scored another touchdown about 37 seconds ago. There really weren't fans in the stadium. There was, you know, maybe 1,000 or 2,000 fans there. And I just think it's interesting because the coach of Alabama is really like the Bill Belichick in college football, Nick Saban. This is his sixth title for Alabama and his seventh title, making him like the winningest college football coach.
Unbelievable.
You know, he and Bill Belichick are actually good friends.
Are they really?
Did you guys see that? There's a documentary about the two of them, which is marvelous.
It's really not fair. They should just put Alabama in the NFL.
I was going to say, because
the rest
just
of college
like...
needs to win something.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about college football, and all I know is that every time there's a national championship, it's Alabama.
Yeah, I think Alabama could beat three teams in the NFL.
Nah, I don't think so.
No?
No.
Yeah.
But in
Not
college,
even the Jets?
In college, they're like that 6'6" guy who shows up at the Y and dominates the pickup game.
Yeah.
And it's just not fair to the rest of them.
All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And if you know somebody that should be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, drop us a text, 617-931-1234. Share the story, and we will share it here. A 13-year-old girl near Detroit won an essay contest put on by Petco and came away with a $50,000 grand prize, and now she's donating all to a local cat shelter.
No.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Did you say something? I'm sorry, Annie.
No, I said, holy smokes, $50,000 for
right.
an essay.
Yeah.
She deserves it.
Yeah, but she gave it all away.
She didn't pocket any of it.
No, she gave all $50,000 away to a cat shelter.
Wow, what a special girl. She must have good parents.
Yep. A handyman in the UK spent over $75,000 of his own money fixing people's plumbing and heating issues for free during the pandemic. He mostly does it for the elderly or disabled, and now people online have donated $25,000 to keep it going. Students at the University of Michigan have launched a free tutoring program for low-income families to help make sure kids don't fall too far behind in school. The latest random products that are having a COVID popularity boost, Crocs. Sales of Crocs were up 12% last year, which is more than double the growth that they had been predicting before the pandemic.
We've literally just given up as a people. Well, it's sweats and Crocs all day now, and that's it. It's
right.
never going to change.
You're not leaving the house. Crocs are comfortable, and honestly, they're growing on me.
Wait a minute. Can we just back up a second? Because it's not just because of the pandemic. Can we talk about Luke Combs Crocs? Can we talk about Post Malone Crocs?
Yeah, I was going to say the Post Malone effect.
Yeah, how about thanking your artist? That's why sales went up.
No, it didn't. Those were limited editions.
Because we're not leaving the house. But I agree
you,
in part.
A woman in Quebec tried to get around a new COVID curfew by walking another person on a leash.
Stop.
Because you're allowed out after curfew to walk a dog.
Well, you know, maybe that was his role that day.
I was going to say.
Sounds like a weird kind of party, but I'm into it.
Yeah. So, they gave her a ticket.
Curb your dog.
Flu rates have plummeted this flu season. It's almost like wearing masks, washing hands, and avoiding other people works. From September to December 2019, there were 65,000 flu cases in the United States, and this year there were only 1,000 flu cases.
Wow.
Which is incredible. All right, what do we have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio, Kennedy?
Well, Carson, the good people of Wisconsin, they're a wholesome folk. Mm-hmm. And there's a nursing home in a town called Brookfield.
Mm, Brookfield, is that not? Is that it?
Give me Canadian vibes.
Okay. Kennedy's Midwestern's like, I can't do this.
All right, go ahead, Kennedy. Give me Wisconsin then, please.
Wisconsin. Yeah, we had a party for all of our residents. We had lemon bars. It was wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, they all loved it so much. You don't understand.
Lemon bars.
Lemon bars. Yeah. Lemon bars. Well, in any event, all of the residents got their vaccines. So now that they can make steps forward to actually seeing their family. So they threw a disco.
We always said, when the vaccine comes, we're going to party.
Stop it.
It's like a party. I'll have a vodka martini, by the way.
Yes, you will.
Our nursing home residents have endured 10 months of not being able to see their families, and this is just the first step towards changing that.
I was happy, and it didn't hurt.
It's like nothing, you know? You don't even feel it. And I...
It's like nothing. You don't even feel it.
The guy who said he'd have a vodka martini is an 86-year-old Navy veteran by the name of Robert Fisher. Let's go, Bob.
I would like to party with you tomorrow.
If you don't think they're partying in nursing homes, you're fooling yourself.
If you know someone who should be celebrating Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So Ken Jennings made his debut as the guest host of Jeopardy last night, and he started off by paying tribute to the late Alex Trebek.
Sharing this stage with Alex Trebek was one of the greatest honors of my life. Not many things in life are perfect, but Alex did this job pretty much perfectly for more than 36 years. And it was even better up close. We were dazzled by his intelligence, his charm, his grace, really. There's no other word for it. Like all Jeopardy fans, I miss Alex very much. And I thank him for everything he did for all of us. Let's be totally clear. No one will ever replace the great Alex Trebek. But we can honor him by playing the game he loved.
Ugh. He did such a great job. So when, because obviously it was the first new episode, and it said like new when you go to the guide, and I was like, oh, it's Ken's night. So I turned it on. He did so great. You can tell that even the contestants were so comfortable with him. It just made me so happy.
I feel like he's been preparing for this ever since he won all those games. Like
absolutely.
He and Alex became best friends and
He read Alex's audiobook because Alex was so sick.
Yeah.
That I just feel like they really created like a family bond and that there's no one better to take this spot.
I agree.
Did it not record it then last night? Did they change the name in the guide? Is that what you said? For Jeopardy?
It's a new episode. No, it's a new episode.
Okay, so it's still... Because I didn't see it... I didn't watch it, but I recorded it, but I didn't see it on my DVR.
Well, it played. Okay. Yeah. Hopefully you did record it.
I know they have to go through a list of candidates, but he just fits like a glove to me.
Yes, I agree,
Dan. So the only one I've read about is Katie Couric, but I'm sure more will to come.
Did you see what one of his friends gave him that he carried in his pocket, I guess, all this week?
His ticket, yeah.
Yeah, so somebody had an original ticket from Alex Trebek's first hosting of the show when it was a pilot. From 1983. And so they gave it to Ken, and Ken has kept it in his pocket all this week for the episode.
It's the best. Yeah.
So I would like to introduce you to a woman by the name of Olivia Rodrigo, if you're like me and you really hadn't heard of her. She was in High School Musical, The Musical.
The series.
The series. Which is the worst name for a show ever.
But it's so good.
Say the name again, Kennedy, so people can understand what the full name of that show is.
High School Musical, The Musical, The Series.
Yes.
So in any event.
What?
She released a new song. And it's really irrelevant. So, but that is where she acclaimed her fame, okay?
The show is about putting on a play of High School Musical. It's very meta. It's all these high school kids that go to Eastside. They're living the life of High School Musical, but they're also putting on the play of High School Musical.
So she released a song, and it's called Driver's License, and here it is.
And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine how you could be so. Forever now I drive alone past your street.
Oh, the angst. In any event, over the weekend, her song was right next to Taylor Swift's song.
Yes.
That's how popular it became.
Yes.
So Taylor Swift, being Taylor Swift, says on her Instagram, I say, that's my baby, and I'm really proud, which is something Taylor's mother had said to her. Mm. So needless to say, Olivia Rodrigo kind of lost her mind on her Instagram page, like saying, is this real life? I don't believe it. So I just love that. I love it when queens help queens. I love it.
This whole story is incredible. She is 17 years old. She has loved Taylor Swift her entire life. You know, picture someone you idolize, right? That you're next to them on the charts with your first single and that they want to support you. They want to make you get number one. They don't even care about their own success. Yeah. It's really the best story ever.
I watched the video yesterday because Annie told us about this song yesterday morning. And so when I got home yesterday, I was going through YouTube and it was one of the trending videos. So I watched the video. The video is really good too. But there was probably like 12 hours ago, there was 3 million views on the video.
Yeah.
As of right now, I'm looking, there's a little over 14 million views on the video. So just in a matter of 12 hours, you can see.
What happens.
Did she just release this song?
3 days ago.
Yes.
Did it blow up on TikTok or something? How'd it get so fast?
No, the song just went.
Wow.
It's been released she's on Geffen Records, so she is signed to a contract to a major record label. They have a song, they release the song, they release the video, and just through YouTube streams and radio play now, she's going to have probably one of the biggest songs in the country.
I think she's going to debut at number one because Billboard charts come out today, right?
Yeah.
It's usually on Tuesdays. I think she's going to have the number one song.
You think? It might not be till next week. I don't know if she had enough time.
It's really unbelievable to me. And I think half of those YouTube views was from our music director, Mike Mullaney. He was texting me in a tizzy yesterday. He was like, I am unwell at this video. 17 years old, heartbreak. He's like, all I could think about is my daughter. She just got her driver's license. I was like, Mike, calm down.
Did you see the text? He sent me some weird text too, Annie. Did you see that?
He was in a tailspin yesterday from this song.
Something about girls driving by my house when I was a teenager.
Yeah, he said that they used to need
We've all done it.
He said that you used to need a traffic attendant for all the ladies that would drive by your house. I was like, Molly, what are you talking about?
I'm like,
play on, playa. Yeah. Play on.
Okay. Olivia, he's going to play this a lot on Mix.
Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo. The song is called Driver's License. Make sure you check it out.
And, you know, every once in a while, I just like to bring you something that's fun that really isn't scandalous or whatever. I don't know why this happened, but Miranda Lambert and Barry Gibb, and a guy by the name of J.B. Cannon, who is the frontman for a band called Rival Sons, decided to do a new recording of Jive Talkin', and it's what you need right now.
Okay, here we go, Kennedy.
You got so much. You wanna take away my energy with all your jive talking.
You're telling me lies.
Oh, her voice.
Don't do loving. Still get some mind.
I like that. That's cool.
If you are a Bee Gees person, or you are a Justin Timberlake doing the Robin Barry Gibb show, there's a documentary on HBO called "How Can You Mend a Broken Heart," which is about the Bee Gees, which is remarkable. And Justin Timberlake is in it, and he discusses, you know, the way that they sing, and he's like, you know, they replace an entire brass section with their voices, and Justin goes, you know, you could have probably just, you know, used a horn section, and he's like, but Barry said, No, I'm okay.
No, I'm just going to use my vocal. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's really good. All right, guys, coming up at 7:30, Justin Bieber made an appearance on Shark Tank. I'll tell you what he's endorsing. And Bill Belichick, did he take the honor or did he pass?
Didn't go well for the Biebs, by the way.
No one invested.
Spoiler alert.
I was going to say. Spoiler. I wanted
to know.
Didn't go
well. Didn't go well.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
The entertainment that keeps me going.
On Mix 104.1. Thank you for calling the Stimulus Check Information Line. If you are waiting for your second $1,200 stimulus check, please stay on the line. In fact, why don't you watch the entire Godfather trilogy, the Lord of the Rings trilogy, then watch Titanic, Gone with the Wind, and Dances with Wolves. In other words, this could take a while. So, try not to get sick, ask your landlord for another extension, and stock up on the top ramen. Thanks for calling the Stimulus Check Information Line.
Sounds about right.
It's funny they didn't pick up when you called, huh, Annie?
Hate that. Hate that for me.
Brianna. Good morning, Brianna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. All right. So we want to know, what did you spend your stimulus check on?
We put a deposit on a Caribbean cruise for February 2022.
Go ahead with it. Yes.
I love this energy.
A cruise, huh? I, too, like to live dangerously.
It's called the COVID cruise. Have you not heard of it, Dan?
It's 2022. She'll we'll be all vaccinated.
It'll be fine.
Let's go.
You need a vacation. What Everyone needs a vacation.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing, Brianna.
Thank you.
All right. We have somebody who wants to remain anonymous. What did you spend your stimulus money on?
No. My name's Alyssa.
Oh, all right. Hi, Alyssa.
I bought myself rollerblades.
Rollerblades, did you say?
That were a little more expensive than I usually can. Like, they were top-notch.
Hold on. I need to know, what did top-notch rollerblades cost? Like, top of the line, where they have lights in them? What are we talking about here?
I don't think we have to ask how much they cost.
So they have built-in, like, I can put the LED lights in for if I do it at night. But they're $250.
Look, do they bring you joy? Do they bring you joy?
Yes.
Does it get you out of your house and make you feel like you're doing something?
Yes, and it'll give me a nice beach body, I'm hoping.
Yes, girly. That is all that matters.
Alyssa, all I picture is flames coming out of your rollerblades.
I mean, that's what I'm hoping.
Yes, girly.
I'm really hoping.
I hope for $250 they have a motor.
Ah, crush that inline skate, Alyssa. There
you go.
That's awesome. All right, very cool. Thank you. We appreciate that. Let's see. Who is this? Ursina? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah, good job.
All right. Well, thank you. You're from Salem, and what did you do with your stimulus?
The first stimulus I got in the spring, I cashed into nice, crisp $100 bills, and I gave them away one at a time.
You're kidding me. Where did you go to do that?
I was lucky enough that, you know, I didn't lose my job. I wasn't financially impacted at the time, and I know a lot of friends that were. I have friends who work in the entertainment industry who are, gig workers or waitresses at the restaurants that we frequent locally. That were out of work, and it just made me happy to slip somebody a $100 bill that wasn't expecting it. And I'm not saying, you know, this is what you should do, but if you are somebody that hasn't been impacted, it keeps it in the local economy, and it makes someone's day. And I didn't need it, so I wanted to, you know, spread the cheer.
I love this. Thank you for being you.
Wow.
Thanks.
Crisp $100 bill.
You just made me feel bad about thinking about a PS5.
We are not here to shame or guilt anybody.
Nope.
You spend your money how you want to spend it.
However you want.
Christine is from Pelham, but I wouldn't want to follow Ursina. What did you do with your stimulus check?
My first
phone?
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe hit up Verizon.
I happen to know, I have it in my notes that she donated half to dog shelters, and with the second half, she paid some taxes.
Oh.
Jim.
And I got one more here. This is Haley, who's from Franklin. Haley, what'd you do with your stimulus check?
I bought a lot of crystals off of a crystal auction website, like Amethyst and like
turmoil.
Important.
Yeah.
They are. They are. Thank you.
They're all over my house, so, you know.
And tell everybody.
And they're not cheap.
And tell everybody who's mad at you now.
My mother's mad.
It's my stimmy, and I'll do what I want.
My mom didn't get it.
Haley, how old are you?
I'm 28.
Did you hear the way she said that? My mom is mad.
My mom is mad.
This is the government's money, Ma. You don't get to control it.
I live at home, and I have crystals everywhere, and she just does not get it at all.
Have you tried saging her?
My $600.
That is awesome. Thank you, Haley. We appreciate that.
Self-care is the best care.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Thank you to everybody that shared what they spent their stimulus on. We're not here to judge. We just wanted to hear your stories. Although people are judging Kristen, who's bought all the crystals.
Why?
Right.
Yeah, let her live her life.
Right.
From the 802, are we sure Kristen's mom isn't just mad that her daughter's 28 and still living at home?
No, no.
Hey.
You try living here. These trying times.
Oh, my gosh. I love you guys. I spent my first stimulus check on my electric bill, and the second one, I went a little crazy and paid rent. Hashtag adulting sucks.
No.
Retweet.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-bow. And from 617, what time is Annie's obsessed these days? It is at 8:15, right?
That's where it always lives, 8:15.
Yeah, we have moved it around occasionally here and there for programming reasons, but... Most times it should be on Tuesdays.
Well,
it got moved because of Monday Night Football and all that.
That was a Wednesday. It was still on 8:15.
Yeah, that's
just
what,
saying.
Yeah, I don't
it is
remember.
What it is.
Yes.
That's so, all right. We're
just
here
after
you.
8 o'clock, Annie's obsessed. Let's get to the Dirty Dirt.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So Justin Bieber is throwing himself... sowing his support behind something he believes in.
Yeah.
When it's not, you know, Jesus or Chance the Rapper.
Okay.
It's a recliner.
Oh.
It was on the most recent episode of ABC's Shark Tank, and he showed his support for CEO Bing Howenstein and his company's all 33 ergonomic office chair.
What is the dirty number on that, Kennedy? I don't
know. Oh, gosh, I'm
it.
Sorry, 2.
32, here we go.
Hey, Sharks, I'm Justin Bieber, and this is the All 33. It's the chair that moves like I do. I mean, guys, look at this perfect posture. I got my chest up, my shoulders back. I'm ready for anything. If you gotta sit, this is it.
Stop.
That's a good tagline.
Look at my perfect posture. If you're going to come into to the Shark Tank, why not have a celebrity endorsement behind
Absolutely.
You?
He had his shirt off, too, Kennedy.
Well, that's how he sits at home, I'm sure.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was a little
awkward
to me. I don't know. I thought that part of it was weird. You know,
wasn't very professional.
My son and I are obsessed with this show, so we watch it every week. And when Bieber came out there, we were both like, oh, wow, Bieber's in this. And then next thing you know, he's got his shirt off, spinning around in the chair, doing exercises. That part was...
Is the chair for exercising?
No, it is not, but it's a specially designed type of chair that the lower lumbar actually moves up and down a little bit. It's to help your posture. So it kind of tricks your body into thinking it's standing up, which is better for your posture, apparently.
Huh.
But it did not help the guy.
Yeah, so his seal of approval was not enough.
Nope.
The Sharks decided they were out in giving him $2 million in exchange for 2.5% of the company.
Well, the guy wanted half a billion dollars for his company or whatever. And
he wanted $2 million.
Yeah, but the meaning the valuation of the company was like $500 million.
Well, it has Justin Bieber attached to it.
Right.
Doesn't that just add a billion?
Yeah.
Apparently, if you watch the show.
Yeah, no.
If I put a Kardashian on my stuff, $1 billion.
Normally, the celebrity endorsements that happen on the show don't work when the celebrities. But I will tell you, the one time it did work is when the Gronk brothers showed up with that stupid.
But it was their product.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the difference.
Yeah,
exactly.
Wasn't,
you know, that
somebody
was
else's
product.
Thing. It was theirs, yeah.
And they're just so charming. How do you say no to a Gronk brother?
It's true.
Easily.
Speaking of football people, the New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick has announced that he is declining the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which he was scheduled to receive from President Donald Trump on Thursday. Here was his statement. Recently, I was offered the opportunity to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which I was flattered by out of respect for what the honor represents and for admiration for prior recipients. Subsequently, the tragic events of last week occurred, and the decision has been made not to move forward with the award. Above all, I am an American citizen with great reverence for our nation's values, freedom, and democracy.
Just so perfectly said.
Yep.
Nailed it. Home run, to steal a football term.
And Carson, I have a royal update for you.
Oh gosh, Kennedy, you're too good to me today.
And it involves a tea party, so shark, I don't know how much
shark,
more I like
boy.
To get.
The Shark Boston Tank tea party. And a royal update. Jeez.
Freedom.
Oh, Daniel. Kate Middleton celebrated her 39th birthday in quarantine, but her kids made it with special. Prince William and their three children hosted a birthday tea party at the family's Norfolk country home over the weekend. Mm. Usually, Kate celebrates her birthday weekend by hosting a house party with her best friends and her parents, but this year, obviously, it was different, and the United Kingdom is in a complete lockdown right now.
Yes.
None of this just shutting down certain things.
No.
So, Prince George and Princess Charlotte are out of school at the moment, so they have plenty of time to plan said party. And apparently, Wills knows how to make the perfect cup of tea.
So, just to be clear, Kennedy, so who's next in line?
Well, there's Charles.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Then Prince William.
Right.
And then Prince George.
George, that's who it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. That's
but as the way that they go, you don't get to be a king until you're 80.
Right.
Yeah. They live forever over there.
I was going to say, isn't that guy's 99?
The queen's got to be tired of meeting all the different heads of state over the years, right?
Well, at what point do you just say, you know what? I just want to go live my life. Charles, you're up.
And queen is secretly 200 years old.
You can't.
What if they're vampires?
You can do whatever you want, yes, Carson.
Dan. Yeah, but then there's just all the drama. Nobody
what
wants
drama?
The abdication drama. Nobody wants to go through that.
Carson, they don't run the country. It's not really.
Right.
It's okay.
What have you watched The Crown, Kennedy? They run stuff there.
Just because you watched a television program on Netflix does not make you an expert on the royal subject.
Actually, it does. And I read Wikipedia, and I watched the Diana in her own words. So don't at me, bro.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
104.1. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It is garbage television. It is called The Bachelor, and we all are on one side of this conversation, and Annie is obsessed, but apparently she might be coming to the dark side, Dan.
Good. Let the hate flow through you.
Let's get to it.
He's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed, don't call her Monday night. She's president of Bachelor Nation, if you didn't know.
Now you know.
And don't get her started on Supermarket Joe.
Why you mad, Annie?
Annie's obsessed, Bachelor Edition.
Dan, let me tell you why I'm mad. It's week 2 of Matt James, and I'm already ready to throw in the towel. I genuinely wish I watched college football last night. I would have rather yelled Roll Tide at my television than the absolute hellscape that I was put through last night with these women. And by these women, I am only talking about one, and her name is Victoria. I have so many thoughts that this is basically going to be a burn book about her. And Mike Fleiss, creator of said program, The Bachelor, you will be hearing from my attorney, Kimberly Noel Kardashian, for infliction of emotional distress. Before I get into the tomfoolery that was Victoria's presence on ABC for 2 hours, let me highlight two amazing dates. The first one-on-one of the evening went to Brie, who is just such a gem. Brie shows up and Matt James decides to take them four-wheeling on a first date. Not too shabby, right? They go, you know, mudding. Except for the part where Matt flipped the ATV and almost hurt my sweet Brie.
Oh.
I should have known.
Are you okay?
I trusted you.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It was a safe fall.
The first thing I'm thinking in my head is like, Bria's mom is going to kill me.
I mean, she was in a bodysuit, like nice designer jeans, and now she's covered in mud. But I did like the fact that he was like, what's her mom going to think? I'm going to have to explain these bruises on her legs to her mom. So points for that, Matt James. The other one-on-one went to Sarah, who is a former TV anchor. She left her job in broadcasting to be a caretaker for her father, who is living with ALS. And she's just absolutely perfect. Matt knows how lucky she is that she chose to come to this, and he better not screw it up, or he too will be hearing from my attorney, Kimberly Noel Kardashian. For, I don't know about that, but something will happen, Kennedy. Now let's make my blood pressure rise yet again. If you missed last week, we discussed this one contestant fighting for Matt James' heart and that she calls herself Queen Victoria. Nobody else calls herself that, just her. Victoria was one of the ladies to get picked for the group date, and I knew I was in for a miserable ride. Victoria's that girl that bullied you in high school for wearing fake Uggs and tried to sleep with your boyfriend and thought everyone loved her, but nobody did. You feel that vibe?
Yeah.
Now picture that on a date with 18 other women. Is your head pounding yet?
Okay.
Welcome to the pain I felt from 8 to 10 p.m. last night. The group date wasn't the worst part, though. No, no, no. Victoria decided things were just too boring for her and made up that Marilyn was bullying her.
Okay, well, Marilyn was my roommate, and like...
Was your roommate?
Yes, and like she just like cries to like manipulate situations, and she's just like straight up toxic. So like I had to sleep on the couch temporarily because having that in the house, it's really hard, and I don't think like you've had that experience. So like it was crazy.
Marilyn is so soft-spoken, this woman that she's accusing of bullying her. I have to turn the volume up to 72 every time she's talking because I can't hear her. That's how shy and quiet she is. And she's talking to Matt about there's no way that she is bullying her. Victoria and Marilyn finally comes to blows about how Victoria's accusing her of bullying her.
Matt had mentioned that you think that I'm toxic and manipulative.
I do think you are those things.
I don't want to continue fighting.
I'm not trying to fight either, but I think that we can... We're like oil and vinegar.
But I think that we can come to an understanding. I really do believe that we can if we try.
I don't care to, Marilyn.
I did not say those things.
I need a break. You're too much for me.
Oil and vinegar? What are you, balsamic vinaigrette? Like, what?
Oil and water, I think, is what she meant there, Annie. Oil and water.
I know that none of the girls even care to engage with Victoria and truly are so sick of her because the dress that she wore to the rose ceremony, Kennedy, looked like what you would wear to the 18-plus night at the club. And the bra was showing in the back. And you know that if she was nice to the other ladies, nobody would have let her step out like that. I know this is going to come across bad, but I am not exaggerating one iota when I say if I got stuck in a house with Victoria, only one of us would come out, and I'm going to let you guys guess which one it would be.
Finish him.
We ended this episode on a cliffhanger. Will Victoria or Marilyn go home? Will I even tune in next week? I mean, you guys know I will, but let's pretend I will stand up and not subject myself just for funsies. Okay, bye.
Pretty sure you're contractually obligated to tune in at this point.
Yeah.
Annie's obsessed, don't call her Monday night. She's president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know,
now you know.
And don't get her started on Supermarket Joe.
Kim's middle name is Noel.
Annie's obsessed, Bachelor Edition.
Goodbye. Thank you very much.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.